Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Masechet Daf Pei. We are starting about 11 lines down from the top with the words Itmar. So we begin, Itmar. Yesterday we had a whole discussion about what to do in certain situations when 50-50 split between Klai Yisrael, between Torah and Tmeim. We'll continue that discussion now. So they said the following in the base Medrash. If you had 50-50, half of Klai Yisrael was Tohorin, half of Klai Yisrael was Tmein. So in this situation, Omer Rav, Rav Paskin, Metamin Echod Mehem Besheretz. Go, you know this now on the 14th of Nisan, so you'd want to bring as many people as possible to go bring the Korban Pesach, so go and be Metame, one of the people that's Torah with the Sheretz. Now you're going to have 51% that are Tmein and 49% that are Tahorim. And therefore, in this situation, the majority of Klai Yisrael is now Tomei, and everybody can go bring it, Betumah. And therefore, you accomplish letting everybody bring it now, rather than only 50% of the people bringing it who are Torah. So the Gemara asks, why? Vamai? Nevdu hani luchudayu, vahani luchudayu. Didn't we say yesterday that if it's 50-50, that you can have 50% of the people bring it b'tahara and separate from the 50% that are tummy, but they're allowed to bring it b'tumah. The Ha'amar Rav, because yesterday we learned, halolu osin liatzman, halolu osin liatzman. The Rav's opinion was that you can have 100% of Klai Yisrael bring it. You just do it in two groups. The 50% of the Torah will bring it together. The 50% of the tummy will bring it together. So why are we going to be metame this person with the sheretz to allow everybody to bring it b'tumah? So the Gemara says, Amre, in order to understand Rav's opinion, you have to say we're dealing with the following scenario. You know what Rav is talking about? He says, Kigon, show you Tumein, Otvin al Hatorin Echad. It wasn't 50-50. It was 50-1. Yet a little bit more than 50% of the people were Tumein. So it was like 50.00001. Right? We call that 51%. It's not literally 51%. But it means that there was one person more that was Tumei over the group that was Taurus. So let's say you had 101 people. So you have 51 that were Tameh and 50 that were Tar. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem then? If you have 51 that are Tameh and 50 that are Tar, Ihachi, have a little Ruba Tmeim, and Niavdu Kulu Betuma. So then what's the problem? So now this is the majority of Klai Yisrael. It doesn't have to be a large majority, it can be a majority of one. Let the majority of Klai Yisrael be considered Tameh, and therefore everybody can bring a Betuma. So what's the problem? Why are you being a Tameh person with the Sheretz in this situation? Gemara says, no, because Savalog Kerbalos of Amasya. Yesterday we had the Sheet of Belos of Amasya who learned that the word Echad in the Pasuk, Lo Suchal Lizboch as a Pesach, be Achad Shearecha, so he had that be Echad. And therefore, the Omar, he said, Eni Yochad Machriya Satsibul Tumah. You can't have, if there are 51 people that are Tumah and 50 that are Tar, he doesn't consider that the majority of Tumah. You need to have a majority of at least two, and not a majority of only one. And therefore, that's why Rav said, go be Metame another person with the Sheretz, and this way you'll have two people that are more Tmeim than are Tahorim. The Gemara says, if that's true, Ihachi, Havar Kushan L'Duchse. So then, if that's true, that you had only one person more that was Tameh, so then that's a case of 50-50, according to Rav Masya. And Niyadu Hani L'Chudayu, Vani L'Chudayu. Why did Rav have to be Metame one other person? Just go and let the 51 that are Tomei bring it separately by themselves, and the 50 that are Tar bring it separately by Tara by themselves. Why did you have to say, Rav, let's go be Metame one additional person? Someone says, Taki, you're right. Elohochi Komrad. This is the way you have to understand Rav. E got Tana. We're going to have to say, if we find the Tana that holds like the following two Shitos, that's when Rav said we have a problem. What are the two Shitos? If you define the Tana, E got Tana, the Sovele Kitanakama, who holds like this Tanakama, Doma, Pauga Pauga, Lo Abde Kulu Betuma. If you have a Tana that holds that if it's 50-50, we don't consider the majority to be Tomei. 50-50 is not considered a majority Tomei that everybody can do a Betuma. But he says, no, it's 50-50. It's not the majority that are Tomei. It's not the majority that are Tar. If you find such a Tana, and therefore you can't bring all Betuma, and in addition, the Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, and he also holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Domer and Karbon Tzibuchaluk, and therefore he doesn't say, well, let 50% bring it Betara and 50% bring it Betuma, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to go and separate out a Karbon Pesach. Everybody has to do it together. Rashi brings down the reasoning behind this is, it's pasnish, it's like improper that part of Klai Yisrael should be doing it differently than the rest of Klai Yisrael. As Rashi points out at the end of the Dibra Maschil, El Hochi Kamar, he says that it's improper that you should go, Lo Maflik Lemevel Tahorim Batara, the Osel Lecholik, Shekinai Hadover, the Rucha Milsa Behedra, Shinizhorin Elu Yelu. It doesn't look nice that half of them are separating themselves from the other half. That's not Klal Yisrael to be separated like that. And therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ein Karbon Tzibur Cholok, so then Rav said, Metamin Echod Mehem Bisharit. So then Rav said, go be Metami, one of them Bisharit. And now you're going to have the majority of Klal Yisrael Betumah, and all of Klal Yisrael can go bring it Betumah. That is the understanding of Rav. Hochi Kamar. Now we understand Rav. Makes perfectly good sense. Now, Rav said, be Metami, one person with the Sharits. Ula disagreed. Ula Amar, no, in this situation, under the scenario that Rav set up, he says, it's better. Ula said, send one of the Tahorim away, Bedafka, one of the Tahorim away, and then you will have 50% plus one that are Temeyin, because you sent one of the Tahorim away, and therefore the majority will now be Temeyin, because when a person's Bederech Rechoka, he's exempted from the Korban Pesach. That's one of the exemptions that the Torah gives us. And therefore, you now have the majority that are Temeyim. And therefore, you can have everybody bring it Bitumah. And therefore, that was Ula's suggestion, rather being Tami, a person with Sheretz. The top Tosos, he points out that the Pirish over here is, you send away Echad bin HaTahorim. You would dafka send away Echad, one of the people that are Tahorim. Now, Tosos says, Sukoshel Riva, Adraba, send away one of the people that are Temeyim. And this way, the majority of Klal Yisrael will be Tar, and that's where you do it b'Tahara, and let the rest of the people do it on Pesach Sheni, that are Tamei. So Tosu brings down two Terutzim. The first one is that a person who is Tahar and he's B'derech Rechoka does not count towards the denominator of Klal Yisrael. He's out of the picture entirely, as opposed to a person that's Tamei, even though he's Derech Rechoka, still counts towards the denominator of Klal Yisrael. So sending away a Tamei person would do nothing. You'd still have the same total number of people that are Tamei. You'd still be 50-50. Whereas if you send away a person who's Tahora, so he doesn't count. That Tahor person doesn't count in the total denominator. And now you'd have more people that are Tamei than Tahora. Now, Tosu says that's one teretz, but the Ri doesn't like that teretz, and the Ri gives a different teretz. At the end of the Tosus, he says, Elanir Luri, Dimadrinan, Shiasu Kulam Barishon, Velo Yidchu Atzmeim. He says, this teretz is sending away the Tar person, permits you now to have all of Klal Yisrael bring it, and therefore that's preferable than if you would send away the Tame person. When you're right, it would still work. You'd have now the majority that are Tar, but then only half of Klal Yisrael, the 50 plus one, would be able to go and bring the Korban Pesach, and the rest would not be able to bring it. So the Eitzah to send away the Tar person allows 100% of Klal Yisrael to go bring it, albeit Betumah. So that's Ula's Teretz. Now, why didn't Ula like Rav's Teretz, Gemara says? V'yatamenu b'sheretz. Why didn't Ula say, like Rav, go be mitamei the person with the sheretz? And then you'd also accomplish having the majority that are Tameim now, and everybody can bring it Betumah. So the answer is, Ula holds Ksavar Shochatin V'zarkin Atamei Sheretz. Atamei Sheretz is only a Tumas Erev. He's going to be Tar after that nightfall comes. So you touch him with the sheretz, and he goes to the mikvah, and that night he's right to eat the Korban Pesach. So he wouldn't become part of the Tamei group. He's considered part of the Tar group because he's going to be right. This goes according to the opinion that says that a person who is a Tamei Sheretz is allowed to go and have the Korban Pesach shechted on his behalf, because he'll go to the mikvah and have Harav Shemesh, and then at nightfall he'll be Tar. So that's why Ula didn't want to be metamiim with the sheretz. Okay, the Gemara says, v'tamenu b'meis. So make him tamei meis. Now he's going to have to wait 7 days. So therefore, he won't be roy to eat the Korban Pesach at night. And why not do it that way? Why are you saying to be sending the person away to Derech Rechoka? Just be metamiim with tumas meis. And therefore, you'd be able to go and have the majority of Klal Yisrael be tamei, and everybody could bring it b'tumah then. So Gemara says, if you do this, madcheyu atol mechagigoso, because now, granted, you solved the Korban Pesach problem, but guess what? You pushed him away from bringing his Korban Chagiga. So therefore, you solve one problem, you created another problem. Gemara says, no, hashtanami, madcheyu atol mepischo. But by making him tamei meis, okay, so he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So you've done a big avla. Okay, not only the Korban Chagiga, but he can't bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, no, that you have a choice. Efshar the Ovi B'Sheni. So you could go bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So he didn't lose out on the Korban Pesach. So the only problem is the Korban Chagiga. That's why he didn't want to say be Metamiyim, because you're making him lose the Korban Chagiga. what the Gemara says, b'meis, nami efshar, da'ovi b'shvi, but he's not losing the carbon chagiga if you re-tami him with mace, and therefore that's a better suggestion than sending him a derech rechoka. Be-metami him on yudalid with mace, and therefore on day one is yudalid, and then he has 7 days. You do hazor and shlishi and shvi, and then the havale shmini shelo with the 8th day when he's now allowed to be tar after the 7 days. The hazor and shlishi and shvi, he goes to the mikvah, so he's tar on the 8th day at night. So then on the 8th day in the morning, which is shmini shelo, which is still Pesach, and therefore let him go bring it on the 7th day of Pesach, and therefore everything is fine. He can bring his korban chagig on the 7th day of Pesach, and he'll bring his Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So why did you suggest, Ula, that he should go and send him b'derech rechoka? It's a much simpler teretz to go and be metamiim with a tumas mace. So Gemara says no, kisavar Ula. Because Ula holds that when we're allowed to bring the korban chagiga, if you can't bring it on the first day on Tetzvav, you can bring it for the next 6 days as well. The rest of Pesach, that's only if you were roi to bring it on the first day. Now, the person who's b'derech rechoka, that's considered roi to bring the korban chagiga, but the person who is tameh is not considered roi to bring the korban chagiga. And therefore, that's why Ula preferred that we send the person away, b'derech rechoka, he won't lose anything. Because if he were to be metame, with tumas meis, he wouldn't be roi on the first day, and therefore he would lose the karma chagiga. And therefore, Ula preferred sending the person b'derech rechoka. The chazi b'rishon, chazi b'kulu. This is the machlokas Rashi brings down in Gemara Chagiga. Is this true or not? Is the yemei tashlumim only you may tashlumim for day one, and if you're good on day one, but for whatever the reason you were nenas and you couldn't bring it, then you're allowed to bring it on day 2 through 7. Or, no, is it the korban chagiga is supposed to be brought on day one, but if you can't bring it on day one, you bring it on day 2. You can't bring it on day 2, you bring it on day 3. It's a 7-day obligation. So this goes according to the opinion that says it's a tashlumim for Yom Rishon. Therefore, Ula holds like that, according to that man, the Yomar, and says, send the person away on a derech rechoka, rather than being metamihim with the sheretz, rather than being metamihim with Tumas Meitz, because of the reasons that we just said. Amlu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Zilu v'amle li'ula, go and tell Ula, man sayis d'okar sichei u'mishchanei v'roit. He says, who are you going to find to go and do this? Tell Ula that while his suggestion may be halachically sound, you're not going to find the person that's going to be willing to get up, leave his sichei umishchone. Rashi explains that this is all over Yisaydosav, to leave his family, his house, and his entire mishpacha, and run away and get out of town, so he's b'derech rechoka. Why b'dav? Because he has to run away. So Tosus points out, this goes like the opinion that says that derech rechoka has to be 15 mil away, has to be a distance away, and not just outside the city limits, one step. So, therefore, he has to run. On Pesach morning, Yudalit in the morning, they see that it's 50-50. Whoa, quick. Ula says, tell this guy to go to Derech Rechoka. He has to run to get by Chatzos to be beyond the point where it's called the Derech Krova, but to be at the point where it's now called Derech Rechoka. That's why he has to run. V'roit. Okay. So therefore, Ula says like he does. Rav Nachman says, I don't think you're going to find anybody that's going to do what you want to say, Ula. And therefore, it's better to do what Rav said, which is to go and be metami the person with the sheretz. Now, Itmar, they said also in the Beis Medrash, Hayuru ban zovin, umiyutan tumei mesim, if the majority of the Klai Yisrael was zovin. Now, zov is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Umiyutan tumei mesim. And the other small part of Klai Yisrael, the minority of Klai Yisrael, was tumei mesim. Apparently, there's not a single person that's tar. Everybody either was a zov, for whatever the reason, or that's the majority, or a minority with tumei mesim. There's not a single person that is tar. So in this situation, what do you do? So I'm a Rav. Rav said, Osan tumei mesim, and an osan lo berishon velo besheni. The people that were tumei mes are stuck. They have no options over here. They can't bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon because they're a minority. And we'll see in a moment why they can't bring up Pesach Sheni. So, the Gemara says, Rishon lo avdei dehu, the first Pesach, on Pesach Rishon, the minority that are tumas meis, they can't go bring Korban Pesach because they're a miyuta, the havu miyuta. And therefore, umiyuta lo avdei berishon. And if a minority of Klai Yisrael is tumas meis, so that minority is pushed aside till Pesach Sheni. No, so go bring a Pesach Sheni. He says, no, on Pesach Sheni, it's also a problem. B'sheni nami lo abde. This minority can't bring it on Pesach Sheni because kol hecha, the abde tzibor berishon, Ovid Yochid Bisheni. Kolecha de lo Ovid Sibo Berishon lo Ovid Yochid Bisheni. Because the whole concept of Pesach Sheni only works when there is a Pesach Rishon. So, if there is a Pesach Rishon, and the minority of people that are Tomei couldn't bring it on Pesach Rishon with the rest of the Tzibur, so then they have a right to be pushed off and bring it on Pesach Sheni. But if there was no Pesach Rishon here, the majority was Ovim, they couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. The minority of Tmeim, they couldn't bring a Korban Pesach because they're the minority, and the minority is not Docha Tumma for Tumas Meis. So then there was no Korban Pesach Rishon, and therefore the Tmeim Meisim can't bring a Pesach Sheni. That's what Rav said. Amru Shmuel, when he heard this from Rav, he said, Zilu Amru Leitolu Tamidim, go tell La'aba. Abba is the term that Shmuel called Rav, either because it was a title of respect, our father, like, you're the patriarch of the Jewish people, or that his name actually was Abba. Rav was called Rav because he was a Rav of Klal Yisrael, but he had a name. His name was Abba, and Shmuel was his colleague, so therefore Shmuel called him Abba. In any event, these were a great title of respect, so that was his name. And Shmuel told him, go tell Rav, what are you going to do with the pasuk? You're saying, Rav, that there's no Korban Pesach for this people. But what the Pasuk says, we ask Bnei Yisrael to have Pesach b'moado, which means that you're supposed to make the Korban Pesach. So how can you go and abrogate their responsibility to bring a Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, what are you doing with this Pasuk? So Rav says, not a problem. Amalu, he told the Tamidim, Zilu Amalei, you go back and tell Shmuel that what's he doing with the Pasuk? Ki avokulu zovin, my avadislei. What are you doing with this Pasuk? We ask Bnei Yisrael to have Pesach b'moado, when all Klal Yisrael is a Zav. You're also not doing the Pasuk, because they're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach when they're Zavin. So just like Elokivan, low F sharp, just like in the case with him, all of Klal Yisrael is Zavin, you just can't fulfill the Pasuk. Onus Rachmana Patri. The Torah says, don't bring a Korban Pesach when you're Zav. So what are you supposed to do? So Hachanami, so to over here, they're Tommy Mace, but they're a minority, and therefore they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon, and since there was no Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon at all, they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni. So this is a case of low Efsher. What are you giving me a hard time? You hold the same thing if they're all Zavim. So why would you say that it's different if the majority was Zavim and a minority were Tommy Mace? That's how Rav responded to Shmuel. Next case, Itmar, they asked in the base Medrash the following Shaila. Hayuruban Tmei Mason, Umiyutan Zovin. The case was as follows. You have the majority that are Tomei Mace, and a minority are Zovin. So what do you do in this situation? Rafun Amar, Ein Tashlumim LePesach Habobit Tumo. Sorry, all the Zovin are going to be stuck. They aren't allowed to go and bring a Pesach Sheni. Even though in this situation there was a Pesach Rishon, because the majority of people were Tomei Mace, and if the majority of people were Tomei Mace, you do bring a Pesach Rishon, but the Zavim still can't bring it then. Only the people that are Tomei Mace are allowed to bring it then as a Pesach Rishon. The Zavim is still pushed aside, but the Zavim, you might have thought, can go bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Huna says, no, ain't Tashlum in the Pesach Abba B'tumah, as Rashi explains over here, ain't HaZavim Osen as a Sheni, Afilu Taru, even if they're no longer a Zav, they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. That is the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Adda disagrees. Rav Adda, Rav Omar, yesh tashlum in Pesach Abba B'tumah. They're perfectly acceptable to go bring a Pesach Sheni. Those Zavim that weren't around the Pesach Rishon, they couldn't bring a Korban of Pesach on Pesach Rishon, they're now allowed in the Torah to bring the Pesach Sheni. So what are they arguing about, Rav Huna and Rav Adda Rabba? Name of B'chokam Ifli. Let us say this is what they're arguing about. The man, the Omar, ain't tashlum in Pesach Abba B'tumah, according to the opinion that Rav Huna said, ain't tashlum in Pesach Abba B'tumah. So according to Rav Huna, he must hold Kesavar Tumah Duchuyahi B'tzibur, that we only are allowed to do what we absolutely have to do to bring a Korban Pesach, and therefore, these people that are bringing it B'tumah, so it's Duchuya B'tzibur, it's not considered, as Rashi points out, the language, a beautiful language, B'koshi Hutu Lakrivo, they only were under duress allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore Hilkoch Lo Mashvinan Lu B'torim L'mitchei Tmeim L'sheni. We don't consider them like the Tahorim, that this is a normal Pesach Sheni that's brought B'tahara, and only a Pesach Sheni that's brought B'tahara has the potential for a Pesach Sheni for those people that were incapable of bringing a Pesach Rishon. So Lo Mashvinan Luhu B'torim. We don't consider them like the Horim that they can now cause a Pesach Sheni to occur because it's Tumu Duchuyahi B'tzibur. But Rav Adda Rav Avo, Madi Yomer, Yesh Tashlum LePesach Habo B'tumah, he says, no, even if it's brought B'tumah, That's a Pesach Rishon being brought, and therefore the people that weren't able to bring it because they were Zavim are allowed to bring it on Pesach Sheni. It's an outright heter, and therefore we are Mashvinon, as Rashi says, Mashvin a little bit Tahorim. We consider them like Tahorim, and therefore the Chud Zavim Lusheni. There was a Pesach Rishon, and therefore the Zavim, if they become Tar, are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. So let's say this is Machlokus between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Gemara says no. Amrei, lo, dekule alma, tumah dechuy betzibur. In fact, everybody holds the tumah is dechuy betzibur. It's a b'di'evet, so to say. We do what we have to, because shehuta lakrivo, as Rashi says. And therefore, that can't be what Rav Ada Bar Abba and Rav Huna are arguing about, because dekule alma, tumah dechuy betzibur. And this is what they're arguing about. We get ready to turn to the Omid Beis. Mar Sovar, the first opinion is that tahara midchaya, tumah lo midchaya. Rav Huna holds that if you do it with Tahara, so then you have the potential to push aside the people to Pesach Sheni. Ki Abde Tzibur B'Tahara, it's only if the Tzibur did it with Tahara that there's a Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, that creates the Pesach Sheni. But if it's done B'Tumah, it doesn't have the ability to create a Pesach Sheni. And Rav Ada Bar Abba, Amar Sava, no, afilu tumah nami mitchaya. Even if you do it betumah, you can push it aside and bring it on Pesach Sheni. That's what the crux of their argument is. Finally, the last case in the Beis Medrash, Itmar, they ask the following. Hayushli shasan zovin, ushli shasan tahorin, ushli shasan tmei mesim. You divide up Klai Yisrael into three groups. One third of them turned out to be zovin. On Yudalid, in the morning, one third of them are zovin. Ushli shasan tahorin, one third are tar. And Shlishasim Tmei Mesim, and one third of them are Tmei Mesim. So what do you do now? What's going to be for the Korban Pesach that year? So Amar Rabbi Moni Bar Patish, Rabbi Moni Bar Patish says, this is the din. Osan Tmei Mesim, those people that are Tmei Mesim, they're stuck. Eino Osan, Lo Asa Rishon, Lo Asa Sheni. They can't bring a Pesach Rishon, and they can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni, even if they become Tar. Why is that? Barishon lo avdi, why can't they bring a Pesach Rishon? Because the majority of Klai Yisrael is not Tomei Meis. Higdilu zovin ala tahorin, de lo avdi betumah. Now, you combine the one-third that are tar with the one-third that are zovin, so the majority of Klai Yisrael is not Tomei Meis, and only if the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei Meis are you allowed to go bring a Pesach betumah. So the minority are only Tomei Meis, so therefore they can't bring in a Pesach Rishon. Therefore, Havalei Tomei Meis and Miyuto, Miyuto lo avdi b'Rishon. Simple. They can't bring Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, the regular time, on Yudalid in the afternoon, because only a minority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei Meis. And if a minority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei Meis, you can't go bring a Korban Pesach b'Tumah. So let him go bring a Pesach Sheni. The Sheni, why can't they bring the Tomei Mesim? Why can't they bring on a Pesach Sheni? Lo Abde, they can't bring it then because Nitzrefu Zovim im Tmei Mesim, the Lo Abde Berishon, because now the majority of Klai Yisrael is eligible to bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni because the majority didn't bring it on Pesach Rishon. Only the one-third that were Tahar were able to bring the Korban Pesach. The majority, the one-third that was Zovim, plus the one-third that are Tmei Mesim, did not bring a Pesach Rishon. They all want to go bring a Pesach Sheni. Oh, that's no good. Haluruba. Now it's the majority of Klai Yisrael that wants to bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. The Ruba lo midchu le Pesach Sheni. And only minority can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. And here you have the majority of Klai Yisrael that wants to bring on Pesach Sheni. So neither the Zovin or the Tmei Mesim can bring on Pesach Sheni. So the bottom line is, in this situation, they're stuck. They can't bring on Pesach Rishon, and they can't bring on Pesach Sheni. And that's what they said in the Beis Medrash. Rav Moni Bar Patish said, now, the Gemara really only said over here that the Tmei Mesim don't bring it on Pesach Sheni, but it's obvious and clear that the Zavim also don't bring it on Pesach Sheni, and they also don't bring it, obviously, on Pesach Rishon. So it's not only the Tmei Mesim. So why does it say about the Tmei Mesim? It should have said that the Zavim as well. And the Tmei Mesim, Enonos and Loas Rishon, Loas Sheni. So the Melo HaRoim points out that the big Gechinish is by the Tmei Mesim, because they usually can bring it either on a Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. If the majority are Tomei, they bring it on Pesach Rishon. If the minority are Tomei, then they bring it on Pesach Sheni. So that's why the big Chiddush is by the Tmei Mesim. By the Zavim, they can never bring it if there's Zavim. So therefore, it's not such a big Chiddush. But the bottom line is, only the Tahorim will bring it on Pesach Rishon, and nobody will be able to bring it on Pesach Sheni, and the Zavim and the Tmei Mesim cannot bring it on Pesach Rishon either. That concludes this sugya, and we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins and says, Pesach shenizrak domo. If you have a Korban Pesach that they did the Zrika on it, they shachted the Korban Pesach, there were people that were monoy on the Korban Pesach, and they did the Zrika, and then, v'yachakach, after the Zrika, no deshu tome. They find out that Rashi explains, what's tome? The Pesach itself, o hadam. Either the meat of the Korban Pesach or the dam of the Korban Pesach became tame. So this was after they did the Zrika. Only then they subsequently find out that it's tame, Hatzitz Meratza. The Kohen Gadol's Tzitz is Meratza, and this Korban Pesach is a kosher Korban Pesach. Obviously, if the meat is tame, you can't eat the meat in this situation. But they're not mechuyev to make a Pesach Sheni. This is a kosher Pesach, and they are fulfilling their obligation to bring Korban Pesach. This is when you find out after the Zrika that there was either the meat or the blood was tummy. It's maratza. The tzitz is maratza. But nitmo haguf, if the balim, Rashi explains over here, it's dealing with ba'olav, tumas haguf b'meis, if the balim were tummy meis, then even if you did the zrika, ain't a tzitz maratza, the tzitz is not capable of being maratza if the balim are tummy, and the reasoning is, b'meis sh'amru. Rashi says it's based upon psukim. It says in Bamidbar, v'chiyomos meis v'gomer, and it says in these psukim, v'meish amru, ha-nazir v'osa pesach, ha-tzitz meratza al tumas ha-dam, that the tzitz has the capability of being meratza, that if the dam was tomei, and you did the zrika, that the carbon is a good carbon. However, v'ein ha-tzitz meratza al tumas ha-guf, but the tzitz cannot be meratza if the balim became tomei. And we'll discuss this more in the Gemara. Finally, the Mishnah concludes with a novel idea, nitmo tumas ha-tahom. Hatzitz Meratza. If there is something called Tumas at the home, Rashi has a long explanation. You can see there are a number of corrections in Rashi in Hagos Agra and in the Hagos Arunzburg. So we will explain it that Rashi brings down this concept of Tumas at the home is from a Tosefta. Now the Tosefta tells us that there is a Tumah that is known and then there is Tumah that is not known. Rashi calls this a sofek tumah, but tumas atom is a tumas sofek. In other words, nobody ever knew that there was a dead person buried under here, and now you subsequently find it out. So that's called tumas atom. So the Tosefta, and you can see this in the Vilna Gaon, if you look in the Os Aleph in the Vilna Gaon, on the third line, it says ketzad. What exactly is this tumas atom? So amulo kever haya imcha babayis shenichnastabo o tachas ha'evin sheyashavto olel. If there was a definitely a known tumas meis there, the nodalo, and this became known to the person, bein misha osa pischo, bein ad shelo osa pischo, whether this was known to him before he made the Korban Pesach or after he made the Korban Pesach, tzorich lasos Pesach Sheni. So this person in this situation has to go make a Pesach Sheni. He was all tamei at the time. There's only a minority of Klai Yisrael that's tamei, so therefore his Korban Pesach is no good. He has to be in Pesach Sheni. That's when there was a known tumah. And even if he didn't know about it until after the Korban Pesach was done, so it is not going to work. That Korban Pesach is not a good Korban Pesach. However, Abel, Amrulo, if they told them afterwards there was a kever hatahom, hayababayis, shenichnastabo, otachas evin sheshavla, if afterwards they found out that there was a previously unknown mace there, what we call kever hatahom, tahom means the depths, so it was down in the depths, so to say, and nobody knew about it, and then the nodalo, achilo also, then you have the same question, and you didn't know about this at the time, but if you know about this before he did the Korban Pesach, then you don't make the Korban Pesach. But you only find out about it after you made the Korban Pesach, so then the tzitz is meratzah. So that's what this last part of the Mishnah tells us. Nitma tumas hatahom hatzitz meratzah. If you brought the Korban Pesach and only afterwards found out that there was a tumas hatahom there, so that the tzitz can work in that situation, Rashi explains, this is a halach l'moshe mi-Sinai that allows the tzitz to work in this situation. Gemara starts off and says, Taima, the way that we phrased it in the Mishnah was the Pesach was Nizrach, and then you found out, V'achakach Noda. So Taima, the Nizrach, that first you had to do the Zrika, and only afterwards, V'achakach Noda, that the Pesach or the Dam, the Basar or the Dam, was Tameh. But the implication is, Avol Noda, V'achakach Nizrach, but if you knew about it beforehand, and nevertheless you still did the Zrika, Lomaratza, the Tzitz won't work. So the Tzitz only works after the fact, but the Tzitz doesn't work if you know about it before you do the Zrika, and you do the Zrika, the Tzitz won't work. Is that really true? The Gemara says Raminu, but I'll show you, there's a Braisa that tells us otherwise. And we learned this previously in the Masechta. Amah Tzitz Meratza, what does the Tzitz accomplish? How can it make it good? It can make it good, Al Hadam, V'yala Basar, if either the Dam or the Basar became Tomei, or the V'yala Chelev, or the Chelev as well. the sacrificial fats, if any of these became tame, doesn't make a difference how, that Brisa tells us. Shenitma, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Doesn't make a difference how it became tame, whether it was tumah that was accidental, shogeg or mezid or intentional, or whether it was ones, it was something beyond your shogeg, is something that you weren't careful about, and ones is something that was beyond your control. And mezid and ratzon are similar, but we use them each comparatively. When you say shogeg, you say mezid. When you say ones, you say ratzon. Or whether it was a yachid or with a tzibur. In all of these situations, the tzitz is meratzah. So how can you tell me in our Mishnah that tzitz is not meratzah, even if it was bemezid? In other words, that you know about it, our Mishnah seems to be contradicting this brisa. So Amar Ravina, Ravina explains, no. Tumaso, when you're dealing with the tumah, this brisa, early in the Masechta, was dealing with the tumah. Ravina says, if the tumah was bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, it doesn't make a difference how it became tumah, whether it was an accidental contamination or it was an intentional contamination. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, then hurtza. Then you can possibly have the tzitz b'meratza. And then zrikaso b'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. But then you're talking about the zrika. So the zrika has to be unintentional. You can't know about it. So you did the zrika without knowing about it. It doesn't make a difference whether the tumah was intentional or not intentional, but the zrika had to be b'shogeg in order for it to work. So we don't care, according to Ravina, how the tumah came about. The tumah could have been done, somebody intentionally made it tame, but as long as the zrika was done b'shogeg, the tzitz is meratzah. But if the zrika was done b'mezit, I know this is tame, I'm going to do the zrika anyway, so then the tzitz is not meratzah. That's Ravina's explanation over here. Rav Shaila has a different explanation, and this is based really on the idea that mid deraisa the tzitz is meratza, and only it's mid derabbanon that the tzitz is not meratza. So Ravina explained it. It makes sense to say that it's totally on the zrika. If the kohen knew about it, so then the zrika mid derabbanon is not going to work. Rav Shaila says no. On a deraisa level it works, and on a derabbanon level they said in the following situation it doesn't work. Rav Shaila amar zrikaso, the zrika doesn't make a difference. Bein mishogeg bein b'mezid, whether the kohen knew that it was tameh or the kohen knew that didn't know that it was tameh, the even if he knew that it was tameh and he did the zrika, hurts, it's good. And it's only the din derabbanon is tumaso. How did it become tameh? If it became tameh by accident, mishogeg, so then the kohen can be meratza, even b'mezid. Hurtza. But b'mezid, if intentionally it was made, the bas or the chalev or the dam was made tummy intentionally, b'mezid, then lo hurtza. So that's what Rav Shaila says. And where does he get it from? He says, Elohadik tani bein mishogeg bein b'mezid, when it says over here, bein mishogeg bein b'mezid, that it's ratza hachikam, and this is what it means to say. Nitma b'shogeg, if it was tummy b'shogeg, but then, v'zarku bein mishogeg bein b'mezid, hurtza. This is Rav Shaila Shita. As long as it only became tamei accidentally, so then even if the kohen knows it, but he says the tzitz is going to be meratza, I'm going to be due to zrika, that's good, according to Rav Shaila. Aye, v'hod diktani. So then what about the implication? Dam she nizrak. Our Mishnah said, if the dam was nizrak, and only afterwards v'acha kachnoda, it is okay, the tzitz is meratza. That implies tamei, because you didn't know about it. It wasn't b'mezid when you did the zrika. It's only tamei de nizrak, and only afterwards v'acha kachnoda, so it's b'shogeg the zrika. But you're saying the zrika, even b'mezid, is no good. I will know that the implication of the Mishnah is that if you did know about it, and nevertheless you did the zrika, v'acha kachnoda nizrak, lo. So that's the kasha on Rav Shaila. Our Mishnah's implication seems to go against Rav Shaila. So one says, no, no, no. Hu adin, in fact, our Mishnah's implication is not that. Our Mishnah was actually telling us, afilu noda, even if you know about it, v'yacha kach nizrak, it would be acceptable, like Rav Shaila says. Ay, v'hai diktani, why does it use specifically the case of nizrak and only v'yacha kach noda, implying that it's only b'shogeg d'zrika, not b'mezid, like Rav Shaila says, but it really is. That's what Rav Shaila says, our Mishnah means even b'mezid. So why does it use this terminology, nizrak v'yacha kach noda? That's because of parallelism. Yishum deboi lemisne seifa. In the seifa, it wants to tell us that nitmo haguf, if the balim became tame, so that ain't a tzitz meratza, even the afilu, if it was unknown. Afilu nizrak, and they didn't know that the balim were tame, and only afterwards, v'acha kachnoda, it wants to show us the strength of that, that in that situation, lo, it wouldn't be good, and therefore, that's why, for parallelism, Tani Reisha Nami Nizrak V'Yachachach Noda, it needed to accent in the Sefer that even if it was accidental, it's no good, so that's why it mentions in the Reisha, if it's accidental, it's good. But the reisha would be even if it was intentional. Even if you did the zrika b'mezid, according to Rav Shela, as long as the tumah was accidental, it would be good. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah, nitmo tumas atom v'chule. The last part of the Mishnah said this tumas atom is going to be the tzitzis maratza as long as you didn't know about it at the time that you did the zrika. So tumas atom wasn't known at the time of zrika, so the tzitz is maratza on that, even though the person, the balim, are tame. So now, this din is by the balim. So, boy, Rami Bar Chama asks, okay, the balim, I understand the Mishnah, but what about the Kohen? Does the same din of Tumas Tahom, that Tzitzis Maratza, apply not only to the balim who became Tamei by this Tumas Tahom and they didn't know about it at the time of the Zrika? Would it apply even to the Kohen? If the Kohen was Tamei, now if Kohen was Tamei, the vote is normally not good. But here, would the Tzitzis be Maratza on the Kohen who did the Zrika unknowingly that he was Tamei, Tumas Tahom? That's Rami Bar Chama's kasha. Kohen and Maratza, according to saying, you told me that din for the Tumas Tahom for the Balim. What about the Kohen who's doing the Ritzu? He's doing the Zrika for their Korban. Huchulo Tumas Tahom, olo. Does this same heter that applies to the Balim, that since his Maratza for Tumas Tahom that wasn't known at the time of the Zrika, does it also apply for the Kohen if he became Tomei with Tumas Tahom and he didn't know it at the time of the Zrika? Do we say, Miyamrinon, Kigimire Tumas Tahom, the Balim, but Bekoin Logimire, Oduma, Bizvacha Gimire, Loshno Bekoin, Loshno Bebalim. The two sides of the coin are, as I said, do we say that the Balim, it only applies to the Balim, but not to the Kohen? Or do we say, no, the concept here of Tumas Tahom works, that if you didn't know about it, doesn't make a difference whether it's the Balim or the Kohen. If you didn't know about it, the Zrika is good, the Tzitzis Maratza. That's Rami Bar Chama's question. Amar Rava, Rava says, I'll show you that it works even for the Kohen from the following. Toshma, we learn in the following Braisa. The Tani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia learned in the Braisa. Lo Amru Tumas Tahom. We only say this din of Tumas Tahom, Elul Meis Bilvat. It only applies to Tumas Meis. This Tumas Tahom is Tumas Meis. Now, why did he have to tell us that? Elul Meis Bilvat. So, Meis, Lemute Mai. Why are you telling me meis as opposed to it's coming to exclude something else? Lad lemute tumas atom de sheretz. Isn't it coming to tell me that I didn't realize I was in contact with the sheretz? There was also a tumas atahom of sheretz. So the chiddush is, according to Rav Chia, that it's only applicable to tumas atahom of meis, but not to tumas atahom of sheretz. So now, who's this applying to? Ubamayim askin. Exactly, what are we talking about? Inei mo bibalim. If we're talking about the balim, so then ubiman. If we're talking about Ibn Nazir, if it's the case it was a Nazir and the Balim became Tomei with Tumas Sheretz, so then Mimahanibe, then there's no problem. Guess what? A Nazir who Vadai touches the Sheretz, Rashi says, is allowed to bring his Karbanos of Naziris. It's only Tumas Meis that rules it for you. The Pasuk says, Ki Yamos Meisolov of Rahmana. The only type of Tuma that ruins the Nazir's Naziris and makes him start again is Tumas Meis. It's not Tumas Sheretz. If a Nazir Vaday comes into contact with the Sheretz, so he has to go to the mikvah, he has to have Harav Shemesh, but he continues his count. It doesn't interrupt his count. So therefore, you can't tell me this din in regards to Nazir because Tumas Sheretz Tahom doesn't apply to a Nazir because real Tumas Sheretz doesn't apply to a Nazir. So therefore, we must be talking about the person who's making Korban Pesach, and the Chiddush of Rav Chiya is that only Tumas Tahom applies, but not Tumas Sheretz Tahom. Elab Osa Pesach. So Gemara says, okay, that's great. I can understand. Ruchi is diuk. Hanich leman diomar ein shok to mizochen al tomi sheretz. That's according to the opinion that says that if a person has tomi tomi sheretz, so he's going to go to the mikvah, he's going to have Erev Shemesh, and that night he would be eligible to eat the korban Pesach. But since he wasn't eligible during the day, so there's the man diomar that says ein shok to, you're not going to go shecht on behalf of that person, zorkin do the zrika on behalf of that person, because even though he'll be eligible at night, he's not eligible right now, and therefore we don't do it. Oh, so that's why you need Ruchi to tell me. This is din of the tzitzis b'maratza only applies to tumas atahom of meis and not to tumas atahom of sheretz. Very good. But elo man diomar shoktim mizorchen al tami al tmei sheretz. But according to the man diomar, it says that in fact, if the person is a tami sheretz on yudalit, so he's going to go to the mikvah on yudalit, he'll have harish shemesh, and that night tesvav, he's perfectly mutter to go and eat the korban pesach. So you can go and shecht on his behalf on yudalit because he'll be perfectly eligible to eat the Korban Pesach. The fact that he can't, he's not Roy on Yudal in the afternoon, irrelevant. He's still going to be Roy on Tezvav at night, so you can shecht on his behalf. So according to this man, the Omar, Hashto Tumu Yadua Hutrolo, Tumas at the home, Lokoshikain. Why would he have to tell me that Tumas at the home is different by Tumas Meis than Tumas Sheretz? If you vadai again came into contact with the sheretz, you're still going to be good, according to the Man Diomed. It says shochtin nizorkin al tumei sheretz. So why would you have to tell me anything about tumas at the home? Vadai sheretz certainly is going to allow him to eat the korban pesach. So certainly tumas at the home would allow him to eat the korban pesach. Ella, so therefore, mustn't the need be to tell me lav b'kohen? So the chiddush is that this tumas at the home applies even to the kohen. Ushmami no huchulo tumas at the home. Ah. This is a good raya. That's what Rava brings, this Toshma, to show us that this applies not only to the Baalim, if they became Tomei with Tumas at home, the Tzitzis Meratza, but even if the Kohen became Tomei with Tumas at home, the Tzitzis Meratza. Rav Yosef doesn't like this Teretz. Amar Rav Yosef, no, lo. Li'olam, the Baalim. We are, in fact, talking about the Baalim, and you have to have Rav Chiya make a distinction between Tumas at the home of Mason and some other type of Tumas at the home. But it's not Tumas Sheretz. V'lamute, Tumas at the home, the Ziva. If you have an unknown tomb of Tumas Ziva, now what could that possibly be? We can understand the sheretz, you didn't know it was there. You can understand the mace, you didn't know it was there. But Ziva, how does that work? So Rashi explains that Tumas at the home of Ziva is, for example, a person on the seventh day of their Zayin Yimei Tahara, their Zayin Nekiyim, that they're counting after they had the Ziva discharge. And now, if they don't see anything else that day, so then they are Tahara that night. If they do see that day, it's soser everything. So right now, miksas hayom kekulo. So the seventh day should count for them. But the seventh day isn't over yet. So you don't know what's going to happen. At the time that they're doing the zrik of the Korban Pesach, if you don't see, you'll be perfectly good. It's just like Tumas Sheretz, which we say that shochtin v'zorchin, according to that opinion. So you're no different than the person who's talking to Tumas Sheretz. That night you'll be eligible, and therefore they can shecht on your behalf. But we don't know here. It's not automatic. It doesn't mean just by automatically at nightfall you're going to be roi and able to eat the Korban Pesach. It will have to be that you have still the rest of the day with nekiyim, that you don't have any discharge. So that's called tumas atom deziva. And therefore, the tumas atom deziva lo miratza. And that's what Rav Yosef is telling us, that there's a difference between tumas atahom of misa, of mace, versus tumas atahom of ziva. However, the Gemara questions this and says, really? Tumas atahom deziva lo miratza? Tanya, but we have another brisa where Rav Yossi says as follows: Rav Yossi Omer Shomer Shom Keneged Yom. Our exact case here, similar to with the woman who's a ziva, if she has what is during her 11 days, what's called the Yemei Ziva, the potential for Ziva in the 7-11 cycle, which we don't have the time to go through right now, but during the, quote, Yemei Ziva, that 11-day period of time, if she sees one day of discharge, so she has to be Shomeris Yom. Likewise, if she sees 2 days of discharges, she can also be Shomeris Yom one day. So this Shomeris Yom will make it nice and simple. She saw a discharge on one of the days in the 11-day period of time that are called the Yemei Ziva, and she then has to have one clean day. That's called the Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom. Now, this woman, if she goes through the entire day without seeing, she'll become Tahora again. So this woman now is on Yud Dalet, and she saw a discharge, and Yud Dalet is her Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom. And she's hopeful that she won't see any more discharge that day, and that will be a good, valid day, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, and then she'll be Roya to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Roya to eat the Korban Pesach that night. So, what do? This is like the Sheretz. They shecht on her behalf, Sheshachatu V'zarku Aleha, and in this situation, if she sees no more discharge, she'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. We turn to Pei Aleph Omer Aleph. So, Sheshachatu V'zarku Aleha, B'sheni Shlo, on this day that she Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, and then, unfortunately, the Achakach Roasa, that day, Yud Dalet in the afternoon, she sees again. So what's the din? Is the Korban Pesach good? They shechted on her behalf, they did Zrika on her behalf when she was still Tahora, but now, subsequently, between the time of the Zrika and the time of nightfall, she did see a discharge. So the Achakach Roasa, so now, the Shomeris Yom is not a good day. So Eino Achel, she's not allowed to eat for the Korban Pesach because she's Tmeya. However, she doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Uptura milasus Pesach Sheni. Because my taima, lav mishum demiratz tzitz, because the tzitz did work. So here's a kasha on you. Rav Yosef, you said that it's talking only about the Baalim, and it's only that the tzitz miratzah for tumas tahom of mace, but not miratzah for tumas tahom of ziva. But here it clearly shows. This brisa, Rav Yosef says that it is miratzah for tumas tahom of ziva. B'sheni shalo, it works. So kasha on you, Rav Yosef, you can't argue with the Braisa. So Amri lo, no. So he would answer as follows, no. Mishum de kasava Rav Yosef, why do Rav Yosef say over here that this works? Because he holds mikanu lahaba himitama. He says, when the woman sees a discharge in the afternoon of the Yom, that she's Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, until that point in time, she was Tahora. Actually, at the time that they did the Zrika, she was Tahora. And it doesn't go back retroactively to make her Tumeya if she sees later on in the day. It's only Mikan Ulahaba, he Mitama. And therefore, according to Rav Yossi, she actually was Tahora at that time. It's not because the capability of the tzitz to be maratza is maratza for a tumas to home of ziva. It's not, like Rav Yosef said. It's not. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, is telling us that it's not necessary to say that tzitz is maratza for tumas to home of ziva because she wasn't tumei at that time. It's only mikanu laba. If and when she sees discharge on the day that she shomeres yom, kineged yom, only from that point and on is it in fact not good. Now, as an aside, this is very problematic, and the Gemara will discuss this in tomorrow's shiur. How could you ever have a woman ever reach becoming a Zava Gedola? Because every time she sees, we'll say, okay, now she's Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, even for 1 minute, so that's it. End of that previous concern with Tumah. And only if she sees Mikanu Laba, we start again. So we'll discuss that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's shiur. If you didn't get that, don't worry about that. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. But the bottom line is, Rav Yosef, the Amora, says that in fact, Tumas Ziva to home is not going to be Miratza by the Tzitz, and Rav Yossi, the Tana, doesn't go against that because he says it's only Mitame on a Yom, the Shishomeris Yom Kineged Yom, Mikanu Lahabah. But at the time that they did the Zrika for her, she was actually Tahora. Mara has a problem with this, though. Vatani, he says this is simply not true. Rav Yossi doesn't hold like that, that it's Mikanu Lahabahim Mitama. Because we have another Brice that says, Rav Yossi Omer, Zov Baal Shtei Re'ios. If, again, a Zov has two Re'ios. So the din is that a Zov has to count Zayin Akim. A man who's a Zov has to count Zayin Akim even for two Re'ios. A woman has three Re'ios before she has to count Zayin Akim. So the man has to count Zayin Akim. Okay, he started counting, and the seventh final day is Yud Dalid Nisan, when there's Shechtin the Karban Pesach. Now, if he doesn't see the rest of the seventh day, he will, in fact, be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. And according to the opinion, it says Shochet V'Zorikin on the Tomei Sheretz, you'll be able to be Shochet V'Zorik as well on this person. But here it's different with the Sheretz. Once he goes to the mikvah, Harav Shemesh is coming no matter what, so he'll be able to be Tar no matter what. But here, you have to assume and hope that the Zov will not see another Riyah, or else it will knock apart his Zayin Nekiyim. So what does Rav Yossi say in this situation? The Zov Baal Shtei Riyos, Sheshochet V'Zorik Olah B'Shviyah Shalom. It's now the seventh day of his Zayin Nekiyim, it's your Dalit, and he has the Korban Pesach shechted on his behalf. So what's the din? So, they shecht on his behalf, but then he does see, V'yachar kach ro, after the Shechit and Zrika are done, before it's nightfall, he has another discharge. Or, the same thing, V'chein Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, the same exact thing applied by the woman, who Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, and this is now her day that she shomeres yom is your dalid. She shochet v'zorik olah b'sheni shlo. Right now she's tahora, but then she sees later on yachak harosa. Same exact scenario. They were hoping to be acceptable and tar at night and eat the korban pesach, but then something came. Azov had another discharge. The woman had another discharge. And in this situation, what's the din? So here, Rav Yossi says, Hareilu v'tamim mishkav u'moshav. Here he clearly says that it's not Mikanu Laba. This Brisa clearly states, Rav Yossi says, that everything that they touched that whole day, even before they had the discharge, is Mitame, as if they were a Zav. And therefore, they are Mitame Limafreya. So how can you tell me that Rav Yossi holds Mikanu Laba? By the way, though, and here's the kicker, Upiturim Elasus Pesach Sheni. But it did work because they were capable at that point in time, potentially, of becoming tar. It was a tumas to home of ziva, and therefore they are yotzei the korban pesach. So here clearly you see that tumas to home of ziva does work, and it works opposite of what Rav Yosef said. So kasha back on Rav Yosef. So again, Rav Yosef responds, "No, I have no problem because you're misunderstanding what this means over here, lamafreya. When it says lamafreya, it doesn't mean midoraisa. Midoraisa is as I said, we only go." Tumah is Mikanu Laba. And therefore, at the time that they did the Shechita, there was no concern of Tumas Tahom of Ziva, because right then and there, the woman was Tar, the man was Tar. The woman was Tar, the man was Tar. So therefore, there is no concern Midaraisa. And when we say over here in the second Brisa, the Rav Yossi says that we are concerned Tamin Mishkav Moshe L'mafreya, that's Midarabbanon. And if it's Midarabbanon, that's a different story. The rabbis would go there. But Midaraisa, it works, and therefore, Tumas Tom de Ziva, the tzitz is not miratza. But Tumas Tom of Mace, the tzitz is miratza. Rav Yosef Shita is perfectly good. And the word says, I'll show you that this is right. Af Rabbi Yoshaya Sova Mitamil Afraim de Rabbanon. And I'll show you that this is true. This wasn't just a Doichak Teretz. Rav Yoshaya said it the same way. And his right is from the following Brice of the Tanya. We learn in the following Brice, Rav Yoshaya Omer. If in fact the Zov sees on the seventh day of his Zayin Akiyim, it ruins everything that he had before. And you got to start again. It doesn't just ruin one day. Rav Yochanan says, no, lo yistar el yom. It only ruins one day. Now, this is very difficult to understand because that's not the din. Mimonashach, the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, we don't understand you. If you say, if you're saying that it's retroactively going back, then it has to go back all 7 days. It ruins everything. Afilu kulu nistar. It ruins all 7 days. And if you're telling me, ikasava mikano la bal mitame, if you're going to say that it's only from now going forward that it's mitame, so then, yomunami lo nistar, then it shouldn't even ruin the 7 days. It should only ruin it mikano la ba. So we don't understand you, Rav Yochanan. Mimonashach, either it ruins everything or it ruins nothing. Gemara says, Ella Ema, what Rav Yochanan is saying is, lo yistar v'lo yomo. You're right. Rav Yochanan is saying, it doesn't ruin anything, because at that moment, the woman hadn't yet seen, the man hadn't yet seen, and the Zayin Nakim are good. So at that moment, it is perfectly okay. B'shvi Shalom, on his seventh day, lo yistar v'lo yomo. Since Mixas Ayom Kekulo, it's perfectly good. Now here's what the Raya is. Rav Yoshaya says that this is correct. B'amalei, and Rav Yoshaya said to Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi koi kavosech, you in fact are correct, because you have a Tana that supports you, and that Tana is Rav Yossi. I, poor Rav Yossi, omer mitami mishkav losha l'mafreya, but wait a second, the Brisa we brought down said he says it's mitami milafreya, but you're saying it's only mitami mikano laba. Ah, elalav shlamina, here's the Raya, there's a difference between the Raisim and the Rabbanon. On a Dorais level, it's only mitami mikano laba. Exactly like we said. And it's only midrabanon, mitami l'mafreya, midrabanon. Ah, shmamina, this is a very good raya. This was a tough sugya. We went already pretty far into the Amud Aleph. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.